We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Looking forward to OTD today because there's some good things that happened in the world of sports today. Some predictable things.
Okay.
Some fun things.
It's a good tease. That it's one hour from right now, so stay right. Your ears listening.
Which is fun. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Right now, we always look forward to the Syndio Twitter questions brought to you, of course, by Syndio HR, your HRO experts in Wichita.
Also, a reminder to tell your smart speaker while you're bouncing around the house to play KFH. You'll be able to listen to us all day. If 2020 was an athlete, who would it be?
Great question.
And this is up for your interpretation or definition. That's why it was difficult for me to narrow it to four people. Probably could have gone sport by sport if we really wanted to. Maybe could have turned this into a tournament if we really wanted to. But it's up to your own personal definition, whether you think 2020 is a bust, whether you think 2020 is a can't get out of its own way, injury plagued thing, a train wreck, whatever. So, whatever approach you want to take, that's up to you. But I threw out four busts for different reasons, and as predicted and as I wanted, there were a lot of names in the mentions beyond the four. But at KFH Radio is where you can find this. Please vote and retweet. If 2020 was an athlete, who would it be? Ryan Leaf, Rick Meyer, Greg Oden, Sam Bowie. Now, of course, Ryan Leaf was the number one overall pick in, when was that? Well, it was in the Peyton Manning year. And his results are, the rest is history. We know about what happened. But similarly, Rick Meyer, Greg Oden, Sam Bowie were all, much was expected from all of those guys, and for different reasons, it failed miserably. So Ryan Leaf currently is getting 72% of the vote. He's running away with this one. Greg Oden at 17% is a distant second. Others that got consideration for if 2020 was an athlete, who would it be? Jeff George. But he actually played 12 years in the league. You know what I mean? He never stuck anywhere because he was such a malcontent and threw too many interceptions, but he still stuck around 12 years, so he didn't make the list. Joe Barry Carroll. Remember him?
Yeah, sure do.
Number one overall in 1980. Had earned the nickname Joe Barely Cares. But he also played 10 years in the NBA. Steve Entman, Tony Mandarich, Tim Tebow?
I'm trying to think, what does an athlete have to look like to represent 2020?
Right.
What do they really have to, I mean, I understand people are going with epic fails. Steve Entman is not a good example, by the way. Steve Entman was decimated by injuries. That dude.
I know, but so was Greg Oden. But the fact remains.
Yeah.
it didn't work out. Right. It just didn't work out. And 2020 is just not working out. So that's why it's, you know, Rick Meyer didn't get hurt, but he was 24 and 44 in eight seasons. He didn't work out. Now, Jad weighed in during one of the commercials, and he wanted to take it a different direction. Jad, you, you've got a guy that you think maybe 2020 is comparable to, and tell us why.
Well, I was thinking along the different lines. I was just thinking who would be the meanest, probably the biggest jerk. Mm-hmm. Was what I was looking at when I think of 2020. And so my mind went to like someone like Ty Cobb right away.
Sure.
There you go.
Would be a good face for 2020.
Dennis Rodman got some run. So did the former Ron Artest, who was kind of a
before Meta jerk. World Peace.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right, before he changed his name.
I finally settled, though, on Dave Schultz because probably because I'm a hockey guy.
Sure.
But, yeah, Dave the Hammer Schultz, as somebody who would just come off the bench and immediately go straight for whoever he was going to fight that night and just start pounding him.
I get that. 2020 is an enforcer.
Yeah.
And Dave Schultz holds the NHL record for most penalty minutes in the season at 472.
And if you're... And if you're doing that list, he's number one on that list. He is also number four on that list and number 28 on that list as well.
Wow. All right. So in the mentions, my sister weighed in. She said, I was thinking Mike Tyson during the Evander Holyfield fight. Not bad.
The biting of the year and all 9 yards. Yeah, sure.
JP says, I chose Rick Meyer. He's most likely to be the crappy used car you need just to get to work, but the transmission drops out a week after the warranty expires. John said, I'm going Sam Bowie because that makes 2021 Michael Jordan. Interesting.
Oh, that's funny.
I like it.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it? I find it remarkable that it's so easy to take shots at these guys who, by the way, were all professional athletes and all had at least a moment, were all good enough to get there. Some of them were good enough to get there and stick, and even though they didn't do very well, but they still were there. And the rest of us can only look admiringly towards at least the fact that they got there and got a chance to be in it. It seems interesting to me that
and for every Greg Oden and Sam Bowie who just couldn't stay healthy, bless their hearts, there's a Jamarcus Russell who was a jackass and urinated
totally
all away and
that's
only has
exactly
himself to
right
play. Yeah,
right, that's exactly right.
All right, moving on. We've got the Major League Draft in less than a week, and so we go to none other than Jim Callis from MLB.com, MLB Pipeline. What the draft might look like, should you sign professionally if you get drafted in the top five, who are some of the most likely candidates to be first-rounders? A lot of questions and way more questions than answers to me when it comes to being eligible for the draft this year in baseball. It's weird, man. This is not going to be easy. Not going to be easy for potential people that get drafted or even ones that don't. What do they do? Do they sign a free agent contract or go to school or go back to school? So Jim Callis will try to clear a few things up when it comes to the Major League Draft, which is in a week. And what's that draft going to look like moving forward? Are we going to extend the rounds? Are we going to streamline it? Everything Major League Draft with good friend of the show and baseball insider Jim Callis when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.